What is a self-replicating material present in nearly all living organisms as the main constituent of chromosomes? It is the carrier of genetic information. If you said, what is DNA, you're right. Hello, this is Walt Gerano with Anthony Cole Training Group. And no, it's not a science lesson. It's this week's sales brew that asked the question, what is your sales DNA? Experience and sales skills are important, but they are not the only factors that determine sales capabilities. The level of sales DNA is even more important. When sales DNA is strong, it supports a salesperson's ability to execute throughout the steps of the sales process. When DNA is weak, it hinders the ability to execute on skills and process. According to testing done at the Objective Management Group, sales DNA scores comprise of six things that have the greatest impact on sales performance. Let me describe each one and give yourself a score from 1 to 10 to come up with your sales DNA. Number 1, need for approval. The desire to make sure your prospect likes you or approves of you. When it exists, it may take precedence over getting the meeting or getting the business. Number 2, controls emotions. When a salesperson controls their emotions, they're less likely to panic when caught by surprise on a sales call. When they panic, they talk to themselves, hear themselves, instead of hearing the prospect. Supportive beliefs, number 3. When you have supportive beliefs, then the way you think will support your selling outcomes. When those beliefs become non-supportive, they will sabotage those selling outcomes. Number 4, supportive buy cycle. This is the way that you go about making a major purchase. There are lots of components, such as price shopping, research, comparing. A longer buy cycle on your part will make you prone to stalls, put-offs, and objections from your prospect. There is a 100% mirror image correlation between the way you buy and the behavior you will tolerate from your prospect. Number 5, comfortable discussing money. The ability to go in depth in the conversation about finances and find where the money is they need to solve the problem, as opposed to asking a simple question like, what's the budget? Number 6, handles rejection. Today, there are fewer phone calls being made, but salespeople are exposed to more passive rejection than ever before. Calls not being returned and emails not being answered. It's not whether or not you get rejected, rather, how long does it take you to recover? So how did you do? If you scored over 45, you're in good shape, but could still get better. Pick one or two of the areas that you think are getting in the way of you having a more effective sales process and decide what you need to do to improve. DNA and salespeople. Who knew?